Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Light bulbs were such a good idea that they were the symbol for good ideas.
Wow, Presley. No,
wow. That's a good one.
Presley, I'm going to shake your hand. Good job.
You've earned a raise.
Yeah, you...
We get paid?
Right. Well, right. You know, we're supposed to, but yeah.
We won't get into that. Inside joke.
We're sad. No, but no, that's a good one. Also, what is it like to where Thomas Edison made, like... however many, like, hundreds or even, like, thousands versions of the light bulb, but then version number 13 ended up being the best one. Wasn't there something like that?
Sounds about right.
Did y'all hear about Edison recently? He passed away.
Yeah, recently.
Thomas Edison died.
So, dude, it was, like, 2 days ago. It was heartbreaking.
I don't know when it was, but he passed away.
Didn't someone die recently? Again?
You know, people tend to die.
People are dying every day.
Yeah.
Mike Wazowski passed away.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, speaking of Mike Wazowski.
Speaking of Mike Wazowski, we're missing the bald man again, and because of that, we needed some bald in our life. So we haven't done this in a while. We're doing another draft, and it's going to be bald people draft.
Yes.
So, yeah.
For you, Zach. Yeah,
for you, Zach. This is for you. Go ahead and get into it. Evan, what's the order?
Right. So we did a random ordering before this. Also, it's funny that Mike Wazowski got brought up because it's like, hey, that could work.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, we did random ordering, and typically we joke about how Shmev has like the last pick or the second to last pick. He's starting off this time.
Thank God.
So yeah, so Shmev, you have the very crucial decision of picking who is the best bald person.
Man, that's so subjective. Like, you know, everyone's got a favorite bald person in mind. I don't even know if I have a favorite bald person.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'm definitely not friends with anyone that's bald, no. So.
I'm going to go with possibly a fan favorite. I'm going to go with Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay, yeah. There
you go. I mean, I can't complain about that pick.
He's bald.
He's bald. He's very bald and very famous.
He's bald as crap.
Yeah.
Is crap bald?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I mean, there's no... Well, it can be hair, I guess.
All right, so Samuel L. Jackson,
depending on what you eat,
is the number one bald person.
According to Shmev.
According to Shmev. All right, so now we have the Cheesemeister Layton, who
Maestro.
Yes. So now you are deciding, with the exception of Samuel L. Jackson, Presley got excited. Okay. Who is your number one bald person?
This is obvious for me.
Say it.
Joe Rogan.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Forgot about him.
I kind of did too, yeah. Joe Rogan. Okay. And now it's my turn, and then Presley goes last, but he gets back-to-back picks because we're going to do five rounds of this. This one is also a bit obvious, but I kind of felt like, you know, I still feel like it's a pretty solid pick. I'm going to go The Rock.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I thought Layton was going to pick.
Yeah, The Rock. I'm like, you know, it's obvious. But if I don't pick him, then Presley's going to get The Rock plus something else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Samuel L. Jackson, Joe Rogan, then The Rock. Yeah, Joe Rogan never gets talked about by Layton. Okay.
Never.
Never
experience. Bring it up.
Okay, so Presley, you get two picks.
All right. You ready?
Maybe.
My first pick. Are y'all done moaning?
Yeah. Let's see here. Because, Presley, sometimes you've had some bad first round picks. So let's see what you got here.
I think this is not going to be
Power
expected.
Power Rangers.
Yeah.
This is not going to be expected.
Oh, God.
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, because he's bald now.
Yeah. I really wanted to pick him, but that's a great one.
That's good.
There's a lot of pressure on that.
He needs to grow his hair back out.
Yeah.
He doesn't look as good.
He didn't age. Until just recently.
Until he went bald.
Yeah.
Now he looks old, yeah.
Here's another one. Kevin James.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's okay.
Very
yeah.
nice. He's bald now. And he looks better, I think. I think yeah, he looks better bald. He looks great. He looks fantastic.
He does make a good bald guy.
He does. Yeah. Sexy.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See? He thought about it. And
he's like, yeah.
Yeah, man.
There's... Back to you?
Back
no.
to me.
Evan.
There's a few people that I want to pick, and I'm not sure if I want to swing for the fences yet or not, because part
it.
Of me kind of wants to...
Don't do it.
Kind of wants to swing for the fences.
Evan, don't do it.
Okay, so I don't think any... Even though it's only the second round, I'm going to open up a can of worms here.
No.
You guys can veto this if you feel like it deserves to be vetoed, but bald? I think he classifies as being bald. I want to pick SpongeBob.
Oh. He does not have hair.
Okay.
Sure. Okay.
Allow it. I thought of Squidward.
I'll allow it. No, okay, because I'm like, no, SpongeBob, he's up there for one of my favorite bald people if he counts as bald.
Yeah.
And right. you know, he doesn't have hair.
Right.
That pick might either earn me a lot of respect or you guys might put me in last place now, but you know what? I'm going for it.
I like
I'm
SpongeBob. Going for it.
That's right. A good pick.
Layton, who are you pairing with Joe Rogan to get the most bald... Bald.
I'm gonna pick. I don't know if y'all thought of this one. The GOAT, Michael Jordan.
That's
Slayton,
man. I think that was one of Schmidt's.
I love that pick.
That was my pick.
That was a good pick.
It. Please let me have it.
No.
I didn't think anybody was gonna think of that.
You didn't think I was gonna think of Michael Jordan, the best basketball player of all time.
I thought that was gonna be a later pick, so I was gonna pick him with my second round.
Yeah. Samuel Jackson, I think, is a good one. At least with this crowd, because I feel like Michael Jordan could be a number one overall pick if everybody here was a sports fan.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you know, it's only Presley here that really likes sports.
True.
<so. laughs>
You're right.
Okay. Right. Well, hold on.
You get back
I didn't,
to back though.
I completely prepared to pick MJ.
Gosh, Layton, you. It sounds like you weren't prepared.
I was not.
I mean, we just came up with this idea maybe 10 minutes before we hit the record button. So, which is. Kind of more fun. Puts us on the spot.
That's very true.
So we don't have time to think. Just do.
There are so many bald people. I don't know if y'all knew this. Look
I know, it's
up.
Kind of
Look
overwhelming.
Up bald people right now. See
oh,
all these people.
Trust
oh,
me,
I forgot.
Chef.
That's another good one.
I am. That's exactly what
also,
I'm doing.
You could see my search history from right before we started.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just Googled, is SpongeBob bald? But it seems like he counts as bald.
I don't know what to do.
You gotta pick someone bald.
You gotta pick two people that are bald.
Oh, he does. That sucks.
You're right. He should just forfeit his turn and give it to me.
Oh, gosh. Guys, this is tough. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do here. Actually,
you're gonna start crying?
Give him. I love it when
he
does
gonna
that.
I'm going to give it to you.
Mike Tyson.
I was going to pick him
I
next.
Like him.
Dang it.
That's a good pick.
I was going to get him and his lisp and his extra ear that he bit off.
Yeah, he's a very famous baldy.
He is. That's a great pick.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, who's next?
It's still you, because you get back to back.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
What in the world is going on here?
I don't know, guys.
Oh, my word.
Jeezums.
Gosh, Tootin.
What do I pick?
Batman.
Batman.
Holy bald person, Batman.
Holy bald person, Batman.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know most of these bald people I'm looking up.
I don't know a lot of them either. That's why I went really out of the box.
Joe Rogan with hair looks weird.
Yep.
Yeah, it does.
Guys.
Yes.
This is tough.
Okay.
Oh. Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, okay. I was waiting for that, Shaq.
It's not bad.
Bald.
Yeah, he's bald.
Shaq.
Yeah, he's bald. All right, well, Leighton
and
on, you have Joe Rogan and Michael Jordan. Some people would call them both goats at what they do.
Joe Rogan's not that good.
Shut up. I'm going to go with Jeff Bezos.
Very nice.
Ooh, okay.
Solid.
That is solid.
Is Bezos B-A-Z-O-S?
I have no idea.
Bezos.
No, it's B-E.
It's B-E?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel pretty good.
B-E-Z-O-S. I'm like, I don't know. I don't spell Jeff Bezos. Okay.
I don't know how good I feel.
So again, again, I'm going to pick some weird ones, okay? I'm not going for the standard stuff, especially since a lot of my ones I wanted to pick have already been picked. Like, I was really hoping Samuel L. Jackson would have fallen to the second round, but okay. And also Morgan Freeman, my man, got picked. Okay.
Oh, were you going to pick him too?
I was.
I just happen to remember he went bald recently.
I love him. I love him. Okay, but...
He's got some Vine energy right now. I don't know.
It really does. I don't know. Okay. I'm going to go with a weird one that, again, will probably get me some weird stuff. I'm going to go Walter White.
Nice.
From the Breaking Bad universe.
I was
going
to pick him.
You were? Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I wanted to go Walter White. Because Brian, also kind of slash Brian Cranston, sometimes he's bald, sometimes he's not. It kind of depends on, I guess, his whatever role he's playing.
Right.
So Walter White, and therefore half of Brian Cranston? No, anyway, yeah, there's my pick.
Shoot.
Darn.
Shoot and darn.
Me or Leighton?
You. Back to back.
I'm going to go with Terry Crews.
I forgot about him.
I knew he was going to come up soon, so I need to snatch that. Because
he was
up
your
quick.
Second favorite bald person.
He was.
Yeah.
He does have a good body.
Okay.
Yep.
If anyone picks my next one, I'm going to lose my mind.
Leighton, do it. Do it.
Say something.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yes. No, it's Presley.
It's Presley.
Again?
It's Presley, then me, then Leighton.
All right.
Try to keep up.
I've never thought about bald people as much in my life.
Yeah.
Wild.
I don't think that pick's going to be too popular. I kind of want to pick him, but I don't think he's going to be a popular pick.
I'm going to go Patrick Stewart.
Nice.
Okay.
He's a famous bald.
Patrick,
all right, on
it's
to you.
My turn. Thank
I don't you. Know how y'all are going to feel
it's
about
my it's my turn.
It's
thank you.
Leighton.
Okay.
But I don't know how y'all are going to feel about it.
I don't think you have to care about it. Facts yeah, do not I'm, care about my feelings.
I'm swinging for it with these picks that are characters. I'm doing it. Because do you know what character I'm picking next?
What?
I'm picking Gru from Despicable Me.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
I want to pick Gru.
I like that.
That's solid.
Come on. That is...
Solid.
I think that's a fantastic pick, especially for the fourth round. I love Gru.
Gru's good.
Also,
I
love
think
how
about that.
My draft is so much different from your guys's.
Yeah.
I got SpongeBob and Gru on my ball team.
What a great team.
All right, Leighton, now it's your turn.
I don't know how y'all are going to feel about this.
Well, tell us and we'll tell you.
Hear me out.
Okay.
Dave Chappelle.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would we?
No, why would we?
I just don't know if y'all were like fans of his or not.
I don't watch a lot of
his
stuff. But
I mean, sometimes for me, he's very hit or miss.
Were you going to do him?
No.
I'm just trying to be encouraging.
Oh,
man. Good job, Leighton.
Thanks, man.
My turn?
Now it's your turn. And again,
you get
back-to-back picks, though.
Oh. Okay.
Please tell me I only have one more pick.
You do.
Thank goodness.
Do I have one more pick?
Yeah, you have the last pick of the draft.
This is hard.
We might need to do more rounds,
actually. Yeah, that's why I said we could do a sixth round. Do we want to do a sixth
round?
Let's
do six rounds.
Okay, yeah, because this is going by... Because even when there's five of us, if we do five rounds versus six with four, I mean, 5 times 5 is 25, 6 times 4 is 24.
Yeah.
So it's still one less.
Some good man.
Thank you. I took it in school.
Well, my first pick...
No kidding.
...is the one and only Steve Harvey.
Oh, I forgot about him.
That's good.
I completely forgot
I don't know
about Steve
how
Harvey.
We've forgotten about him.
Yeah, I don't
now.
Know.
You're right.
You're right.
That's a good pick for how late we are.
Yeah,
this.
That actually really is. I have my next pick.
But now, I have to pick again. And again, I wasn't prepared to pick again because I forgot. That I had
all right, this
back
is the last
that.
Time you'll have to do back-to-back.
I can't remember if this has been picked or not. Bruce Willis?
No, that's
you?
A good one.
Bruce Willis.
I was going to go with that.
Bruce Willis is a good pick.
Dang all right.
Up. Leighton, it's your turn again. I'll say if you pick my
Let's
person,
go.
I'm going to be very
Let's
upset. Because this time I have an actual person.
Who on earth would pick Vladimir Putin?
I saw that.
I was going to pick
I saw kidding. That because the list is because did you see the list for like 100 most powerful bald
yes.
people? Yeah.
Powerful?
I mean, to be fair, he has a lot of power. Yeah, I mean,
whatever. Yeah.
You don't have to like him. I don't. But
I thought you were his number one fan.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, what you don't realize is my T-shirt on underneath says number one Putin fan. It's actually just a shirtless picture of Putin just smiling at me. I know, it's pretty great.
The shirt says, I love Putin, and it's someone passing gas.
I got it.
Yes? Okay. Don't do it to me.
George Costanza.
Oh, that's nice. That's a great one.
That's a good one.
What's he doing these days?
Being bald.
That's it?
I don't know.
I don't see him
actually
anything.
Don't know.
Wow. I'm just going to put George Seinfeld so I don't have to spell
George
Costanza.
George Seinfeld.
I don't know how to spell Costanza. I know most people do. Probably. I already put down George Seinfeld. Okay, so for mine, I know that he still has a little bit of hair, but I feel like, especially if George is bald, this definitely counts. I want to go Dr. Phil.
Nice pick.
Dr. Phil, especially for my second to last pick. I feel like Dr. Phil, I feel like that's a good one.
Solid sixth round pick.
Thank you. That was my fifth round.
Fifth round.
All right, but Presley, now this is, you get two back-to-back picks, including your next one, and then you're also starting off the last round.
All right. So, for my fifth round, I'm going to have to go with Stewie Griffin.
Okay, you know what? That's pretty good.
I did not think of that.
I did not either.
Stewie. He's one bald baby. He's been 2 years old for 20 years.
Yeah. It's quite impressive, actually.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to go with it's a sixth round pick.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Uncle Fester.
Who's that?
The guy from the Addams Family.
Oh,
okay.
That's funny. I also have a character that's a bit older.
Yeah, I thought of something.
I also have a character that's a bit older. With my last pick, I'm going to go Charlie Brown.
Nice.
I respect that. That's great.
I feel like that's a good one. Part of me wanted to go Snoopy, but then again, Snoopy has hair, so you can't pick Snoopy. Yeah, but no, Charlie Brown, yeah. All right, so there's two more picks. Layton, what's your last pick?
I don't know if we're still going to allow this. Definitely not a first round pick. But can we do Zach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
Yeah, what an awful pick. So I love how. I don't know this one.
We picked Zach. Second in the sixth.
I love how Zach is the second to last enough. Pick. He would have not been picked if it wasn't for the fact that we added an extra round.
Oh, wow.
We love you, buddy. You're our 23rd favorite bald person or character.
Well, my last pick
the draft.
One.
Yeah.
For some reason, out of nowhere, I thought of a few.
And well, since it's your last one, nobody else can pick after this. Why don't you talk us through your thinking?
Well, I thought about Mike Wazowski. I'm not going to take him. Almost. I thought about Frankenstein.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting one.
Is that bald? Really?
Flat hair, like his head's a square.
Oh, he does. Yeah. Never mind.
What an awful pick, you idiot.
Yeah, that was bad.
No. How dumb.
Disqualified.
I thought about the Freddy Krueger. He is bald.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Well, he's a burn victim.
Yeah. But I am going to take with the last pick, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That's good.
Solid.
Alrighty. So, just as a quick recap, Shmev picked Samuel L. Jackson, Mike Tyson, Shaquille O'Neal, Steve Harvey, Bruce Willis, and Kobe Bryant.
What a lineup.
Dude, I have to say, man, that is an athletic lineup.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. Wow. All right, with Layton. Layton has some talkers. Because Layton has Joe Rogan, Michael Jordan, Jeff Bezos, Dave Chappelle, George Costanza Seinfeld, and Zach Hood.
Yeah. What a talker he is. Shut up.
Won't shut up.
And mine is not real because I have The Rock, SpongeBob, Walter White, Gru from Despicable Me, Dr. Phil, and Charlie Brown.
Charles Brown's a good one.
Yeah. And then especially for my last pick, then Presley has Morgan Freeman, Kevin James, Terry Crews, Patrick Stewart, Stewie Griffin, and Uncle Fester.
Pretty solid.
That is pretty solid. Alrighty.
Remind them how we're going to vote.
All right. So we're going to cut away, then we're going to vote.
Well, Well, how we're getting...
don't we rank each person?
Yeah, I was going to say, we can either rank each person from our favorite to least favorite, or we can do it to where we just look at each list and we give it like a 1 out of 10 type something if we can't decide. We can do either one. Ranking? Okay.
Yeah. Alrighty.
We'll rank them. All right. Well, yeah.
Okay. We'll see who won.
All right. Who was crowned King of the Bald? Not Zach. So, coming in last place, and I feel so bad because this was so close, and this person received all last place votes. It's Presley. I'm so sorry.
Unanimous.
I love your first three. Yeah. Stewie Griffin was also good. Patrick Stewart, and I have no clue who Uncle Fester is. I'm sorry.
He's bald. That's all you need.
I did like the Stewie pick.
Stewie was great.
That was
clever.
Stewie
was great.
Well, before you took Bruce Willis, that was going to be...
Oh, it is
Bruce Willis
fault.
Would be an improvement over Patrick Stewart.
I would have done Bruce Willis and then Stewie Griffin.
Yeah.
I thought of Jada Smith. I would have loved that.
That
pick.
Would have been savage.
Would have been a better
especially
pick than
since
that.
Isn't Will Smith bald, too?
No, he's got hair.
He does have hair?
Very
okay.
little, but he has hair.
He technically
short.
Does? Okay.
That would have been funny.
That would have been funny. Okay, but yeah, I'm sorry, Presley, because I really did like your list. Just
it's fine.
Yeah. I almost put you first. I almost put you second,
and then you put me last.
But barely
second at first, and that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I did
minute.
Too. You so we all liked you at first, but then the more we thought about you, yeah. the yeah. worse our perception.
It's
kind of
like
you
as
got.
A person,
right?
Yeah,
know?
Exactly.
Well,
see, I want you to take this as personal as possible. Yeah. Actually,
with all of these drafts we've done, I'm either in first place or last place.
That's kind
of
true.
With all of them we've done. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
I'll cry
then
about it.
Coming
later.
In second place with 6 points.
Second.
I mean, in third place. Third. Sorry. I don't know how numbers work, which is why it's good I counted. But no, coming in third place with 6 points, we have Leighton.
Dang.
How do you feel?
Wow. Oh, well.
Did you think you would have gotten first?
I thought I would have gotten first or second. Yeah.
Well, that's life.
All right. So then, I'm not going to lie. When I saw that I wasn't in last or second to last, when I saw that I was top two, I was shocked. Mm. I was like,
wow.
Really? But yeah, so it's between Shmev and myself. One of us got 7 points, the other one got 8. So it's very close. And no matter what, and Evan did win.
Oh.
I think so.
Oh.
All right. But coming in first place with 8 points. Was me, actually.
Hey.
I was quite surprised by it to where, thank you, to where I'm not sure why you guys liked mine so much, but Shmev and Leighton,
yeah,
you guys both put me first.
I like the characters. You picked a good route.
Whenever you were drafting them, I was like, I don't know about this strategy.
But seeing them all together,
I was like, that's actually not bad.
Yeah. Very clever. It was a different way of drafting. That's why you won it.
It was out of the box. It was. Oh, yeah. But no, it was... All of them were really good. It was really hard for me to decide who I wanted to put where. But yeah, no, it was...
Dang.
That was good.
Leighton.
Yeah?
You might have been first if it wasn't for the Zach pick.
Oh, really?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What? Oh, then
I just did not like that pick. I did not like the pick.
I wonder if Zach's ever going to watch this.
What are the chances that Zach is watching this right now?
I'm just kidding.
Zach, you're weighing us down. Yeah, I know.
I was. I actually did put you first, Leighton.
Really?
I liked yours.
Thanks. Y'all suck. I'm just
I think you put... No, you put Leighton last.
I had you first. And then I started reading Evans. I'm like, that actually blends really well
So
together.
The winning team is The Rock, SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's a duo right there.
Walter White and Gru from Despicable Me. Then Dr. Phil and Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown was fantastic.
Yeah,
I didn't think of him.
I love that pick.
Yeah, you did good. I think you've won the most drafts.
I think I have. So. Granted, it helped. Man, this shows how long it's been. When Noah was still here, anytime Noah would help judge, I won.
Yep.
I think well, this is now only the second draft I've won to where Noah didn't basically give me the win. But anytime Noah would pick, he would always pick me.
That's
so
funny.
I don't know why. But
I think here's what I can... I'll brag about it. Yeah. I'm the closest to a perfect score, I think. Remember the superhero draft?
I think
1 point away from being first place for everybody.
For being unanimous,
I was
yeah.
second for someone's.
Probably Zach.
Maybe.
That's probably why you hate him.
Well, no hair does something
too.
It does, yeah.
It does.
Yeah, but no, that was our bald people draft. We got inspiration from, I know that we've talked about it, but it's been a really long time, how Presley, how you had a bald PowerPoint for Zach.
We threw that together in 10 minutes.
Was amazing.
We still need to do that again someday, because it's been a year and a half or so? Because that was pre-podcast.
Yeah. It might be 2 years.
It might be, yeah.
Later this year.
Yeah.
Who was number one? And how's that changed?
The Rock was number one for you, and Terry Crews was
number two.
I don't know why these are the four I remember. I remember Dr. Phil was number nine. Yeah. I remember Zach was number four. Then you had Terry Crews at two and The Rock at one.
Yeah. And then I think the others were like people we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, some were people you know. Yeah. I think you had Joe Rogan in there somewhere.
Somewhere.
Or maybe Samuel L. Jackson. I can't remember.
That was just. It was great. Just Presley comes out. He's dressed so nice.
I put on my work clothes.
I put a tie on.
Yeah. I took out a notepad and started taking notes.
Yeah.
Which you had hidden that under the couch cushion.
I did, yeah. Well, the thing is that we all hid stuff like throughout the room. So that way when you came out, we were all like throwing stuff across the room to each other. Chris was there. Chris threw me a pen from across the room.
Zach was the only one that he was late.
Zach was, well, that's the whole reason why we did it.
Yeah.
That's why he's down on the list.
Yep.
I think
if he was more timely, he could have easily been a third.
I think that's the hardest I've ever laughed.
Oh, it had to have been.
Yeah, I think Chris videoed the whole thing, actually.
I think he did. He needs to give it. But the thing is that he said, like, oh, the video was too long for us to get. He needs to, like, upload it to YouTube. You have it?
Yeah. Well, it was cut into clips, but I have it.
Can you please send me that?
I can try. It's somewhere deep into my camera roll.
So I will pay you, like, $5 if you
make
can.
It 10 and I'll send it.
You know?
Honestly, yeah.
We might have to chop it up. Me. But we could put it at the end of this episode.
Possibly. I don't know how the quality is.
Yeah, I don't know how the quality is. We can at least. That was...
And faces. We'll
That's not a promise. Yeah. That's not a promise.
We'll see.
Also, I just remembered a really funny part from that presentation with Zach, the pictures he used.
Yes.
I forgot about
that.
We'll
put a black bar over it.
That was awesome. Then we compared him to someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That was right. This is the Change the Subject song.
That was nice harmony.
That was good. Alrighty. Yeah. Like so I know that we are still going to be talking for a little while, but I'm hungry. My stomach's been growling a lot. Did we agree on Chinese? What did we agree on?
I'm down for that.
I also have to pee again.
What are you guys going to eat today? Are you eating right now?
Are you going to pee?
That's personal.
I mean, it is, but, you know, you just say it.
I just cringed. I'm sorry.
Did you cringe?
Did you cringe?
I thought it was funny the first time we did it, and then ever since then, I'm like...
Oh, I think it's extremely cringy and uncomfortable. That's why I still do it.
What, the Dora thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I hate it.
Yeah, well, I think it's awful, fan, but I... That's why I do it.
Did y'all watch Dora growing up?
Yeah, I actually did.
Or
lot.
Diego?
Yeah.
I watched Dora a lot. Secondhand Dora.
From your dad watching it?
No. From this guy. This goober.
See, I started on stuff when I was but a child. But watch what? What was it?
Scooby-Doo. I was a
Big
man.
Comfy Couch, Scooby-Doo, Blue's Clues,
Big Comfy
Dora.
Couch was weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
I don't know how that got approved. But anyway, I eventually moved on to things like Spider-Man, Batman, Justice League, and that's about the time Layton started watching TV.
Then he ruined it for you?
Yeah, he skipped all the kid stuff. And
yeah. Oh,
I was a man.
I was watching superhero stuff when I was like two, three.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
I always loved it.
You were a turd, Presley. Yeah,
maybe that's why I'm not a big superhero person, why I pretty much just like Batman, because the only one that I grew up with at all was Batman. Mm-hmm. I mean, I grew up with some others, but I mean, not really. Cold.
Yeah. Oh, that's. I like that more than any of the like kiddie cartoons, I feel like.
Unless it's SpongeBob.
SpongeBob. I still sometimes watch SpongeBob.
SpongeBob really is fantastic. I will say, it's been a while since I've done it, but I have done it to where, since I don't have a streaming service that SpongeBob is on, YouTube at least had it to where they would upload full episodes, but in like 2 minute clips. So then that would be my way of getting around it. I would watch full episodes of SpongeBob, but they would just be in like 2 minute segments, because if it's just a 2 minute clip, then it's like, oh, it's just a clip. They didn't upload the full thing, so YouTube wouldn't take it down or strike it.
Well, a couple years ago, the entire Danny Phantom series was posted on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it wasn't behind a paywall or anything, just for free? Oh, that's
hilarious. It was just out there. I was like, this is going to get removed, so I'm going to rewatch all of them.
I had a bad day a while ago, and I got home, and I just watched SpongeBob. It made me feel a little better. I don't know.
Kill off some brain cells. Nothing to be sad about.
It was almost comforting.
Yeah. I also like all the memes that I see now about Squidward, to where they're like, you know what? This guy just gets a little bit more relatable every day.
One of my favorite moments from that show, and I remember thinking this as a kid, like, SpongeBob's a little fruity, because there was a part where him and Patrick were in a submarine, and they were going and selling Krabby Patties, like, they were delivering them, and they were leaving the Krusty Krab, and SpongeBob goes, "Bye, Squidward, bye, Mr. Krabs, bye, Squidward," and Patrick goes, "You said Squidward's name twice." He goes, "I like Squidward."
I remember that.
I'm like, whoa.
Well, there are different things like that to where, I don't think it's actually like confirmed at all, but to where like people really tried to make SpongeBob gay. I'm not making that up. That's a big thing. Like, I was going to say, because there was a big thing to where, in fact, maybe this was actually released by Nickelodeon. I forget, but it was like during like the month of June or whatever. It was like SpongeBob with like a rainbow flag behind him or something saying like Happy Pride Month. And it was just the most like, wait.
Well,
it just was something to where like, wait, I got to process this for a minute. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Well, y'all know I haven't seen SpongeBob, but just speaking of like
shame
on sus SpongeBob, on that same note, wasn't it like one of the really early seasons where, what's his pet's name? Gary?
Gary.
Gary comes in the room and his eyes get really big, and it never shows what SpongeBob is watching on TV, but he turns around, he's like, "Gary!"
Then he turns it on football.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was because it was, do you want to know what it was?
It showed something.
No, it did show, I remember exactly what it was, because it was,
it was implying that he was watching an adult film.
It was, because it was like a sea urchin, like, dancing, like, jiggling or whatever, going back and forth.
But it was, like, real footage. It wasn't cartoon.
But it was, yeah, it was,
they
like
would do
real
that sometimes, where it would just completely, some of the stuff they would put in there, it was, like, out of nowhere. They would show SpongeBob's, like, mouth talking, but it was, like, real human lips.
Oh, yeah, they would.
Yellow. Yeah, it like, was weird. Oh, my God.
It would do that. But no,
it was scary.
I forgot about that, but no, yeah, it was, like, It was like a sea urchin or something like that, like dancing or like swinging back and forth. It was just like, oh,
okay. Give it a shot sometime.
All right.
It is a hilarious show.
I want to watch the SpongeBob movie.
I think it was.
I love the SpongeBob movie.
Scientifically proven that watching it makes you just a little dumber.
Oh, wait. I think this will get you interested in the SpongeBob movie. Scarlett Johansson voices someone.
Yeah.
Who?
King Neptune's daughter.
Yeah, King Neptune's daughter.
Is that like the only girl?
All right, I'll watch it now.
No, Sandy's in there. Sandy Cheeks.
That's the other sus thing. Sandy Cheeks.
It's Sandy Cheeks in Bikini Bottom.
Well, it's because squirrels, you know, their cheeks are.
She's from Texas.
Yeah.
Still.
She's from Texas in the ocean.
That's why she always has to have on her. Her. Well, what's funny is that it's basically a fish tank, but it's. Yeah. It's to help keep her oxygenated.
She's a scientist.
That makes no sense.
Well,
that's
a cartoon. That
makes you dumber.
Yeah.
It's SpongeBob made me smarter. Yeah. Smarter than a bag of Smarties.
Anyway, Layton.
Hey, Schmidt.
Have you talked about your car?
I have not.
What happened to your car?
Well, Nashville happened.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Where's Nashville going to?
You don't even want to know.
Okay.
Anyway, it's all over, so I can talk about it.
Yeah.
I was a victim
of a hate crime?
This sounds horrible. I was in a car accident, and it was an accident in Nashville.
I didn't hear about this.
I was coming home.
Oh, I guess you did.
Oh.
Welcome.
I'll explain. I was driving home from Nashville, and I was going it was a little bit of a back way. Because the interstate was backed up, as it always is. So Waze was like, "Hey, go this way. It'll be a little quicker." I'm like, "Okay, sure." So I'm going down this road, and there's a bunch of, like, apartments and houses and stuff. There's all these driveways, right? And there's all these cars parked on the side. Just driving down. Normal speed. Actually,
what's the speed?
I don't know what speed this road was.
For context.
It was probably like 25 at the moment. I just got through a stop
sign.
Oh, so
it was actually pretty slow, yeah. Was it like in a neighborhood?
Yeah, kind of.
Were you listening to music?
Was I listening to music? I was listening to a podcast.
Was it Joe Rogan?
Probably.
Only podcast there is. Yeah.
There's a couple I've been listening to, but yeah, it was probably
Have you ever
Joe
heard
Rogan.
The Awkward Tapes?
I heard they suck.
Yeah.
Anyway. No.
That's so funny.
I was driving down, and out of nowhere, this lady pulls out of her driveway, like literally nowhere, and hits me. Like, I don't know where.
Oh, so yeah, she hit you, like, up. The side of your car?
Yes.
Okay.
And the driveways were kind of like in an incline, so she got momentum coming down.
Oh.
So she was, instead of, like, stopping at the end to look, I guess she didn't look, and she just came down. And because of that momentum, it hit my car, and I did a 180.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I just...
Did it hit driver's side or passenger side?
Passenger side. So I was fine. It was just after it happened, I was like, well, that just happened.
Yeah, that's jarring.
Yeah, it was. But she was nice, and she claimed fault for the accident. She said that she, you know, it was her fault. And then her insurance claim, she said it was her fault. So that was actually very nice. I feel like I got lucky because a lot of people would probably try to somehow pin that on me. I mean, it's pretty obvious if you just look at the damage. Okay, front of her car, smashed. Side of my car. Like, how
oh,
do you
it wasn't
hit
even
someone?
The back of her car.
No,
it was
no.
The
your car has
front.
A mode
so
where
it
you
wasn't
can drive
even that,
sideways.
So it wasn't even that she was backing out of her driveway.
No.
She was going forward.
Yes, she was going forward.
See,
you
I don't
know,
really see how she
was
can,
at least nice.
How can she get
nice.
Away with it? Like, she has to claim fault. You know where
exactly.
she lives.
I don't think that was her house. Where I was.
You know where her friends live.
Yeah, I know where she was that night. Which isn't very helpful.
This is sounding very threatening.
It really is. It's not a big deal, I guess. But now, my car is technically totaled. Because to fix the car, it would be like more than what my car is worth. Because I have a really freaking old car. So now I got to find a new car. But I did get some money, but not very much.
Okay. Well, man, I'm sorry about that.
But I will get the car back. But, yeah, basically you can't open the passenger door without opening the back door first because they overlapped a little bit.
They overlapped now, yeah.
I guess I can put the damage. I'll show the damage. I'll blur out her face because the reflection of hers in there. But
we
anyway.
Should have a funeral for it.
We should. After
oh, no.
I get, like, a new car, we
Presley,
can, like,
what's the car version of a shotgun?
Blow it up.
A tank.
I've never thought about this. I'll get back to you.
Yeah. Or is it just a shotgun, but you use an exhaust as the barrel?
Mm.
No, I'll use it probably an RPG.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that everyone just has lying around.
Mm. But yeah, there's my story. Nashville's is crazy. Driving on like the interstate every day, you wouldn't believe what I see. Oh, and same for Schmev, but I feel like the more into Nashville you get, the worse the drivers are. So
and
it's
dude,
crazy.
People
unless
here
you're
don't
here.
Want to drive.
No. This area, it makes Nashville.
You should go to What's Atlanta. It,
what?
Atlanta sucks.
That is true.
Atlanta does suck.
It might
yeah.
have the worst.
We
I've
almost
seen.
Died like three separate times.
Yeah, Atlanta
is horrible.
To be fair, I feel like a lot of people say that about whatever city they're in. I'm curious, what part of the country do you think actually has the best drivers? I'm curious about that.
Wyoming.
No one
because
lives
no
there.
One's
yeah,
there.
Like just,
yeah, you have no one to complain about.
Yeah.
Except, you know, oh, a tumbleweed made me stop.
Idaho.
Yeah.
Rhode Island.
Not Rhode Island.
Montana.
Yeah, something like that.
Nevada.
Did y'all ever have a favorite state just by the way it looked?
By the way it looked.
I really like the way Texas looked on the map. I just thought it was cool. It was different. Yeah.
It
I
was
just,
different.
Yeah, I just thought it looked cool.
I liked kind of Montana.
Yeah,
because
Montana,
of the
I'm pretty
I
sure
liked
was
Montana,
one of my favorites.
Yeah, Wyoming's pretty cool.
Wyoming, Colorado,
it just
dude.
A
it's, just square. It's just a square.
Colorado is the most boring because I think it's probably the most square.
Is right? Colorado more square than Wyoming? They're both pretty dang square.
I thought Wyoming has a little bit of curves on the butt end, you know? She kind of goes
on the
that
butt
little,
end?
On the bottom, you know? She,
did
like,
y'all?
Butt, kinda,
I don't.
In your homeschool education, did you have to learn like where all the states were?
Yeah.
Did y'all
yeah.
do that?
Yes.
Nice.
I did.
Well, I didn't know. Fun. Y'all education is weird sometimes.
It's basically the same. Like,
oh, come
I bet
on.
It's on you par to... with.
No, no.
You have to, if you're going to homeschool, you still have to have like a whole like curriculum. It's kind of like the same.
Oh, you do.
You,
you
still have
to
pass all the stuff.
You still have to turn stuff into the state.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you still have to do that to where,
facts.
Like, even here in Tennessee, at least when I moved here, it's actually just as strict, if not maybe slightly more strict than it was in California, even.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know.
That says something.
I know, it was kind of surprising. Maybe it's not more strict, but it was like the same stuff that you have to do. It didn't get any like easier or less stuff.
We
would
always keep homework from like a few years, I guess, or for a while, just because like you can get audited at like any moment. So my mom's
and you
like,
won't have
you
records.
Gotta keep stuff. You got to have records of all your work that you're doing. Kind of crazy.
Mm. Right, anyway. Yeah. Plus, you can use different programs. Like for math, I used what was called Alex Math.
I've heard of that.
I'd use that for college credit.
Yeah, did you actually?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
nice.
I think I did too.
Yeah,
now I was going to say, it sucked.
I hate math.
Oh, I hate math too, but at least with that program, I actually really liked it, and it helped prepare me for college because it was actually a lot like current college math stuff if it's online, to where it would be something to where, okay, yeah, you're going to have to figure it out on your own, but there's like examples that it will show, and it will even do like, oh, show me how to solve this problem, and it will walk you through how to solve that problem, and then just gives you a different one similar to it. Very useful.
I've heard of kids in homeschool, they just don't do like anything at all.
I wish, but not.
There is
actually,
a small stereotype of
like any work
They
social.
Don't do anything.
They don't do anything at all. There are people that meet that stereotype. That came about for a reason, but that is very few and far
gone
between.
Away just because like
it
all
has
stuff
to
required now by law. You have
that's
to do
good.
All this stuff.
Yeah, because that's
kind of
good.
That's
just
there's
not
also
helpful.
A lot of bull crap that's required. I don't think should be.
Yeah, no.
But that's
the only thing that I really didn't do fully that I probably should have been required to do more was Spanish. That was kind of the one thing to where, like, I did it, but not fully, not really.
You should have been required to do more?
Well, I was going to say just, like, I didn't really, like, finish my thing is what I mean. Like, that was kind of the one thing. But, I mean, I took a lot of different classes between, like, even though I don't really remember it, like, I took, like, a physics and whatnot 1 year for everything. So, I mean,
straight to jail.
Well, we're all on par to where we
straight to jail,
took
is what you said.
A couple of foreign language classes and we still can't speak it, so...
Yeah, yeah. I took one Spanish class. I remember some. I don't remember a lot at all.
You just forget it because you never use it. That's the problem, which is most of high school.
I remember. See, I had a I really liked my teacher. He just made it fun, and he would say words in a way where you'd remember it. So like, knife in Spanish is cuchillo, and he would do this thing where he'd go, "Remember knife, cuchillo." And he would he had the knife in his hand. He'd go, "Cuchillo."
Sounds like that.
All right, I'm gonna need a volunteer.
I'm gonna need a volunteer.
So like stuff like that, I remember where he would do stuff like that, and he would make us remember it. But I don't remember a whole lot.
Okay, because you put that picture of the draft. Did y'all see Zach's message?
Zach sent something.
He said, "Did y'all do a bald people draft?" And was I last?
Second to last one.
Oh, wait, no. Oh, hey, wait, not all of those are bald. Wait. Tell him that wasn't a bald draft, because not all of them were bald. At least that's what he said.
Yeah, they are. What?
They are, but he doesn't realize it, so I want to play it out.
I think everyone's bald.
Everyone's bald, okay.
No, don't tell him.
Yeah.
Don't tell him.
All right.
He's just going to see it.
That is really... He better see it. I love that. Did y'all just do a ball draft and was I last? That's amazing.
Y'all hungry?
Yes.
Yeah, I could use food.
Well, let's get out of here, I guess. Thanks, guys, for coming back. Who do you think won the draft? Let us know. Who should Zach have even been drafted?
Probably not.
Should he have been higher?
Should he be drafted in real life? Because he's bald.
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you for joining us for a session of awkwardness.
Zach, I love you sometimes.